With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
As McGovern takes the corner, Rollinshaw, good punch. Sheridan, overhead kick. Luto, shot, over the bar, full time. Aston United 2, Grantham Town 0. A well-deserved win for Aston United. Goals from Liam Thompson and Nick Evangelinos take them to the National League North. Grantham can have no complaints. Aston, much the better side on the day. It was them who imposed their passing game on Grantham. And Aston will, I am sure, adorn the National League North next season with their excellent style of football. So at full time here on Live Sports FM in the EvoStick Premier Playoff Promotion Final, Aston United 2, Grantham Town 0.
Now time to head over to Hurst Cross. A big congratulations to Aston United this afternoon. And joining us on the other end of the phone, it's Simo. Hello, Simo. How are you? Are you there?
Hello. I'm a roving reporter.
Get off the pitch. Get off the pitch.
But I can't help it. I've been swept up in it.
It's been a cracking afternoon from Aston United there. A cracking result and, by the sounds of it, well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've just tweeted. I can't remember watching a more one-sided playoff final, certainly at this level. Aston thoroughly deserved to win today. They didn't quite put the seal on it until 3 minutes from time when substitute Nick Evangelinos made it 2-0. But even before then, I mean, they'd had chance after chance. Could have been 3 or 4-0 up at half-time. And they've pretty much dominated the entire game this afternoon. So it's the right result. The right team has been promoted this afternoon, and they rose to the occasion. It was really impressive.
And it's been an impressive season, to be fair, for Aston United. I mean, we'll hear from Jody Banham shortly, but I spoke to him on Thursday, and you're finishing second. It's just been cracking, hasn't it, from the Tameside club?
Yeah, definitely. And again, it's kind of fitting for me, from after watching all the teams, that for me, the second best team in the league has been promoted along with the champions, Altrincham. There's not a lot in it with the teams at the top, but I've been so impressed with Aston every time I've seen them. And like I say, again, they've turned it on today and outclassed a very, very good Grantham team who've had a great season as well. But just observing the scenes around me, you can see how much it means to everybody. I mean, we talked, didn't we, on the show, the monthly show, about Aston going into the playoffs. They've got that scar tissue. They've fallen short just a number of times, and you weren't quite wonder whether that would be an issue. And certainly I was sat there at half time today thinking, blimey, they could be out of sight here, and it's 0-0. If Grantham get the goal, what on earth is going to happen to Aston? But luckily it was Aston that got the goal right after half time, and Liam Thompson put them in front, and for me, the outstanding player on the field today has got a goal that set them on the way to promotion. So they didn't seem too concerned in the end about what had happened in the past. And once they'd got their noses in front, there was only ever going to be one winner.
And to the future now, and obviously, Andrew, you cover a part of the world with a small population, but has had some great non-league clubs, to say the least.
Yeah.
And now Aston under Lyne have got two National League North sides. That's remarkable.
How good's that derby going to be next year in the National League North, which is something that Jody said, didn't he, in his interview with you in the week? You know, what a brilliant for this part of the world if they could have those two meeting in a league derby next season. We're going to get that. It'll be fascinating to see how Aston can compete at the level above, but they only need to look around the corner, like you say, to see a decent model of how it can be done on a small budget. So they'll go into it with loads of optimism. Hopefully they can keep this group of players together and those lads can have a crack at National League North, because they thoroughly deserve it.
Well, Andrew, speaking of fully deserving things, you have a lovely summer. A big thank you for coming on. Seriously, though, do get off the pitch. Mark Harris is there.
Yes, indeed he is. You're very happy, really.
And we'll speak to you soon, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
A big thank you to Andrew Simpson for walking us through that result there. Aston United playoff winners this afternoon. And joining us now in a busy bar is Jody Banham. Hello, Jody, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm all good. How's it feel?
Bit numb.
obviously, it's been a cracking achievement for yourself. Walk us through this afternoon's game from your point of view.
I thought it took us a little bit of time to get to grips with their kind of style of play. They're very direct at times, and it kind of pens you in a little bit. And it took us a little bit of a time to get to grips with possession of the ball first half. Even though I thought we created, you know, 3 or 4 really good chances, and we probably should have been leading at half time. Didn't think we played particularly well. And then we came out at half time, and we discussed at half time that it was a really, really hot day, and they pressed us, you know, quite high up the pitch, and they'd worked really hard. And I said to the lads at half time, they won't be able to sustain that. You know, it's a really hot day. They were expending a lot of energy, and it panned out that way in the second half. And we started really well. We pushed them back into their own half, and it stayed that way, you know, for the 45 minutes. And, you know, credit to our lads. I don't think they've had one shot on goal.
And that was the thing that Simo was talking about there. He said it came through on Live Sports as well. Just how deserving it was, really. I mean, commiserations to Grantham Town, but it feels like a very thorough performance from your boys. Up to step two now, joining Curzon Ashton. It's a great achievement from yourself. And one of the things we've also discussed is just the fact how many playoff Ashton United have been in over the years, and finally you've done it. I mean, what's the mood like in the club bar this evening?
Well, you can only imagine what it's like. What it's like at the end of the day, it's very joyous. You know, I've said before, this club's a real family club, and you know, there's a lot of volunteers that give hours and hours and hours a week, a month, a year to this football club to keep it running. And you know, it's not just an achievement for an individual. It's an achievement for the players, the management, the volunteers, the supporters. For everyone, everyone's contributed this year to the success we've had.
And finally, then, Jody, because I won't keep you for much longer. What's your plans for next season? Then, I mean, have they even entered your brain yet?
Promotion. No, I mean, I've got to take stock. Like I said, I am a bit numb at the minute. It'll probably sink in a couple of weeks, and obviously we'll have to start planning. I'll take a couple of weeks out now to kind of enjoy the success in the last 10 months and the hard work that we've put in, and start putting a plan together for next season. If, you know, it's no one expected to do what we've done this year, and you know, we've got to go and shock people again come September.
Has John Flanagan been in touch yet?
No, he's not. No,
oh,
no.
That's rude.
I wasn't expecting him to be honest with
you. But he has set the blueprint for what is possible in the National League North.
Massively so, you know, I've got great respect for John and what they've done as a football club as well. And yeah, you know, like you said, you know, they've set the blueprint for it. They've not got a massive wage budget and they've survived for the last 4 years. So I back myself at the start of the season to get this club promoted, and I'll back myself next season to keep us up as well.
Well, Jody, I won't keep you then. You enjoy your celebrations. I hope your phone finally does dry out at some point in the next 24 hours. All the best. Congratulations to you. Have a lovely summer. And I'll see you in the National League North.
Top man. Thank you.
So it's full-time up in Lancashire as well. And a big congratulations to Bamber Bridge beating Prescott Cables by 1-0. And Craig Salmon from the Lancashire Evening Post joins us now. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? All right?
I'm all good. How's things up there, more importantly?
It's pretty crazy up here, yeah. It's been a bit of a scrappy final. But the game came to life in the last sort of 15, 20 minutes after an absolute fantastic finish by Chris Barlow. Put Brigg 1-0 up, and the game went end-to-end after that. And now Bamber Bridge are finally, after two failed playoff final attempts in the past, they're in the Premier Division North, and the home fans are really enjoying themselves. They've run onto the pitch and they're congratulating all the players and the manager, Neil Reynolds. I mean, some atmosphere.
Yeah, it sounds it. And we heard from Renault in the week as well. And it's funny speaking to you because I've not spoken to you for a year now, and that was at the Dudeson final, I think.
That's right.
And
yeah,
in that interview, Renault was saying we're going to kick on from here. And you know, I think everyone knew that Division One North was going to be difficult this season, but they've been true to the word, haven't they?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Neil Reynolds came in as manager. He replaced he was the right-hand man to the previous manager, Neil Crowe, who led the club to two playoff finals, but they got beaten in both those playoff finals. He took over December 2016, and in his first season in charge, he took the club to the League Cup final, where they won 1-0. And he said afterwards, this is the catalyst. He wanted to win promotion the following season. And he's been true to his word. He's a very, very enthusiastic manager. Every time you get off the phone to him, when I speak to him, he's so positive. And he's obviously rubbed off on his players. They fought and battled today like they did in the semi-final when they went 1-0 down and he came back to win 2-1 against Tadcaster Albion last Tuesday. But like I say, I think both players were beset with a few nerves at the start of the final today. It was a bit of a scrappy first half, but as the game wore on, it began to get, as the players tired, the game became more open, and Chris Marlow finally got the all-important winner for Brigg. They're up, and I don't think they can believe it, to be honest with you.
I was gonna ask you though. I mean, Division One North this season has been so competitive, and what we've got is the top four going up, and it's just been bonkers, hasn't it? Division One North, and it's going to be even more difficult next season in the Premier Division.
It is, yeah. It's remarkable, really, that you've obviously got four teams going up. It just shows how tough it's been for this season, the First Division North. Just shows how many good teams have been in it this season. That probably in previous seasons, the way Bamber Bridge have played this season, you know, they've only lost once at home all season in the league. Any other season, they'd probably be looking at going up as champions. But with the quality of clubs in the division this season, they've obviously finished fourth and had to do it the hard way, go through the playoffs. So they've done it. They've finally done it.
And are you looking forward to covering them next season in the Premier?
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, obviously, I speak to Renault every week. He's a very good club. He's actually on the tannoy now, speaking to the fans. He's the manager. I've just gone down into the backstage into the hospitality suite just to grab a word with you. But he's on the tannoy speaking to the fans as we speak. Well,
Craig, I won't keep you then because you've got work to do as well. So, Craig Salmon, okay. A big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely summer and we'll be here from you next season. Thank you for coming on.
Catch you later. Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
So, Neil Reynolds joins us now from Bamber Bridge. Congratulations. How's it feel?
I can't really describe it then, to be honest. It's an unbelievable feeling. And it's something that we set out to do at the beginning of the season on the back of our cup win last season. And, you know, for everyone connected to the club, I'm just so happy and so proud today.
I mean, I had Craig Salmon on earlier, and the last time I spoke to Craig was last season at that Dudeson final, and we both remember that interview you gave where you said, we're going to kick on now and get promoted. And you won a four sides to get out of Division One North this season, and it's a remarkable achievement.
You know, I said after the cup game against Grantham away at League last season that, you know, you get used to winning. Winning becomes a habit. And could this be the catalyst to kick the club on to further success? And that was our target. That was our ambition when we came in on the 28th of June. And we've chipped away at it all season. And it's been a difficult season. You know, the teams like South Shields, Scarborough, Hyde, Prescott were played today, and Tadcaster and Cole, etc. You know, there's been a fantastic group of teams in the league. But to think that we've gone now toe-to-toe with your South Shields, your Hyde and your Scarboroughs, it just means absolutely everything. And, you know, we've got to prepare for life in the Premier League now and, you know, enjoy our rest, but have one eye on next season.
We should say commiserations to Prescott Cables this afternoon. They're the team who finished fifth, and unfortunately five teams can't go up from Division One North. But was it a scrappy game for long periods this afternoon? And how much of a relief was it when the goal went in?
It was a nervous game. You know, it was a nervous game. But, you know, full respect to Brian Richardson, his staff and his squad. You know, they've given a really good account of themselves this season. And, you know, there was always going to be one winner and one loser. And thankfully it was us today. But, yeah, it was a nervous game. And bound to be, you know, there's a lot at stake. But then the game changed in the second half. And, you know, we made the substitution. And I couldn't be happier for the goal scorer, Chris Marlow. You know, he's been here for 10 or 11 years. Played over 350 games for the club. And, you know, in the background, you can hear the fans. He just walked in the clubhouse. And, you know, he scored the winner. And, you know, it was a fitting moment for him, and just so happy for him.
Now, this might sound like a stupid question to ask you at this moment in time, but have you thought about next season and what your plans are going to be over the summer?
You know, I have, Ben. You know, I'm always thinking, I'm always planning, I'm always thinking how we can get better. You know, that was my target when I got in, you know, at the back end of 2016. And, you know, the target is how we can make the, how can we gear this club up for Conference North football. So I've already got, you know, eye on targets for next season. But, you know, this squad I've had this season have been fantastic and definitely deserve to report back into pre-season. There will be a couple of additions. But, you know, we've got to get ready and we've got to do a lot of homework on the clubs in that league. But, you know, we're ready and we're excited.
Well, Neil Reynolds, I won't keep you from the celebrations any longer. A big thank you for joining us. A big, big congratulations. And have a lovely summer. And we'll speak to you in August.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for your support. Thanks for the Non-League Radio and, you know, and everyone connected to Bamford Bridge today. But thank you. Thank you.
And headed away by the defence is one-on-one. Christie. And Christie gets the ball away and tries to fire home. There's an empty net. And that is it. Bedworth United celebrates. They've been promoted from the Evo Stick Division 1 South. They've beaten Stamford eventually by 2-1.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
Very tired, Ben. It's been a very long game.
Yes, I believe so. So, Bedworth, 7 minutes into added time, Stamford get an equaliser. Quite remarkable.
Very even 90 minutes, to be honest. And we thought it was going to go into extra time anyway. And I think Christie fired Bedworth into the lead, really out of the blue, with only a minute of normal time to go. And then the fourth official put the board up for 7 minutes of added time. And it really was a case of throwing the kitchen sink. And really was the very, very last throw of the dice. Ollie Brownhill, everyone went berserk here and it went into extra time.
And we should say, I'm going to say this now, because it's been a long couple of days for yourself. I mean, you did the election coverage, didn't you, on Black Country Radio on Thursday? So I've commentated on a match that goes into extra time, and you think, God, this is going to go into extra time. I can't keep talking. But you've done it. And how was extra time?
Extra time was quiet in the first half. You've got the feeling that... hang on, these two teams are going to cancel out each other out and take it to a penalty shootout. But then good work from the right-hand side across came in from Ison Christie. A lot of power on it. Ricky showed off the back of one of the Stamford defenders and fell nicely for Levi Rowley to fire home from the left. About 11 minutes left after that. Really, Stamford couldn't find much to throw of the Bedworth defence after that, and you've got a feeling that Bedworth is game management and see out the rest of the time, which indeed they did. And a few moments ago, they've picked up the trophy here and busy singing away underneath the stand in the changing rooms, having got themselves promoted.
And it's back to step three for Bedworth United. Probably going to be in the Central League. I think that's fair to say. And Bedworth have been a bit of a yo-yo club in recent years. The challenge is now to stabilise at step three.
Well, I think I was speaking to a gentleman a few moments ago when you called me, and he was saying that when they were in the Southern League Central, they found it a far more difficult league. And but there's an awful lot of travelling involved to clubs like Weymouth and whatever. They think they'll find it far more, not an easy task, but an even ball game, if you like, playing teams geographically much closer to them. Everyone I've spoken to about this new Central League seems to be for it because of the lack of travelling involved. And so perhaps it brings these clubs together, but I tell you what, it puts even more pressure on Stourbridge next season.
Absolutely. Speaking of next season, I think this is probably it now, Adam, for your input into the Northern Premier League until the next restructure. It's probably due in about 3 years' time. So a big thank you for all the coverage. A big thank you for covering the playoffs as well in the last week or so. And you keep up the excellent work. And just a quick plug for Black Country Radio for next season and your coverage for the Central League.
Indeed, we'll be back for the Central League. In fact, we'll be back on Tuesday night from St Andrews in Birmingham City's ground, covering the Birmingham Senior Cup final between two MPL sides, Stourbridge against Hensford Town. So we've got that to get out of the way on Tuesday night first, and then we're back for the new league coming up, obviously, in August.
So we're now joined by the manager at Bedworth United, it's Stuart Storer. Hello, Stuart. Welcome back to the show. A big congratulations, my friend. How's it feel?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Yeah, it was. We've been through the ringer a bit, but we've come out the other side. And luckily, you know, we've gained promotion.
I mean, it has been a roller coaster season, but I wouldn't have thought you expected it to carry on the way it has this afternoon. I mean, it was an up and down game. But tell us how your emotions going through the 120 minutes.
Yeah, we our game plan seemed to work quite well. It was quite a tight first half. They probably shaded the first half. Second half, we came out, took the game to them, scored. And then literally conceded with the last kick of the normal time, which could have easily deflated the boys. But they've shown great character all year, you know, great personality. And we dusted ourselves down, got on with the extra time. And we looked fitter. We looked like we wanted it more than them. And at the end of the day, you know, we got the goal and we looked quite comfortable after that.
I mean, one of the things we spoke about earlier in the week, I mean, commiserations to Stamford, and one of the things we talked about was how dogged and determined they were and what a good defence they've got. You've scored two goals past them this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the chances were few and far between both ends. They hit the post, we hit the bar twice, you know, and goals change games. And it was sort of my belief that it's not really what's gone on through the season. When you get to the playoffs, it's about who holds their nerve and who gets them breaks. And, you know, we had a break when they hit the post and they had a break when we've hit the bar twice. And you just got to keep believing, and that's what the lads did. You know, we was at home as well. It's been a sweltering day. And I think our lads' fitness showed in the end.
Now, earlier I spoke to Neil Reynolds, your counterpart at Bamber Bridge, and I asked him this question, and it might seem a daft question, but I've got to ask it. Have you got any plans yet for next season? And at what stage does your mind turn to next season?
Well, I've got an interview for Arsenal, so I might take that job. It might be less stressful, in fact. But no, it's I just want to enjoy tonight with the boys. You know, we've been through a lot together, and you know, a lot of them were in tears afterwards because it meant that much to them. So you know, we're going to have a good night tonight. We've got a presentation night tomorrow night, and we've booked a weekend in Magaluf next weekend. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be quite lively.
What, all of you are going to Magaluf next weekend?
Majority of us. So we. We booked it up and we've been sort of doing a fine system, and we've got about $3,000 in the fine pot. So,
well, there we go.
I'm sure that may last a night or two.
Well, tune in next week, everyone, for an interview live from Magaluf. Anyway, Stuart, just before you go then, I just had Adam Parks on for Black Country Radio, and we were talking about next season. Obviously, Bedworth have been, you know, step three, step four for the last few years or so. There's going to be less travelling next year. That's going to be beneficial, isn't it?
Without a shadow of a doubt. But I think last time I took the club up, we were in no financial state to back the budget, really. And, you know, we had a right good fight to try and stay up with all the lads I had here, but the quality wasn't there. This time round, the budget is better. I'm probably going to get some more money, hopefully, to strengthen. And, you know, the cash flow is a lot better now. We've been, you know, using the 3G pitch for the last 3-4 years now. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be a bit more sustainable this time around.
Well, Stuart Storer, a big thank you for joining us. Stay out of trouble in Magaluf. Have a lovely summer. Well, we're probably not going to speak to you next season because you're going out of our catchment area, unfortunately.
All right, Ben.
All the best next season, and hopefully I'll see you in the Conference North the season after that.
I don't know about that, but thanks, Ben. Top man.
And a big thank you to Stuart Storer, manager at Bedworth United, for joining us on this very, very special Evo Stick NPL show. Playoff Finals Day special. We hope you've enjoyed it. A big congratulations to Bedworth United, to Bamber Bridge and to Ashton United, and a big, big commiserations to Prescott Cables, to Grantham Town and to Stamford. It's been a cracking season, and love to everyone involved in making it such a special, special season. Now, you might think that's the end of the NPL show for the 2017-18 season, but no, we're back next week with a very special show, as we'll be catching up with some of the promotees who'll be joining the Northern Premier League for the 2018-19 season. And then we might come back the week after as well for some kind of reaction show. But I'm not promising anything. But we will be back next week with a show featuring some of the promotees who'll be joining us next season. In the meantime, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And for all the latest news and goings on from the Northern Premier League, please visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. But from everyone here at the Evostick NPL Show, a big congratulations to everyone who's got promoted this afternoon. Commiserations to those that haven't. And we'll be back next week. So take care and have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.